Hello and welcome to Georgia Today. On this podcast, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, 30 Georgians are currently sick with cyclospora. A Burke County sheriff has been indicted on extortion and gun charges. And new research from UGA shows the effects that childhood trauma can have on adulthood.
The more we are aware of our histories, how they affect us, how it affects our partners, the more intentional we can be to develop intentional practices daily with our partners.
Today is Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. So far, up to 30 Georgians have come down with a gastrointestinal disease caused by a microscopic parasite called cyclospora. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on the outbreak, largely centered in the Midwest.
More than 5,000 cyclosporiasis cases are still being investigated nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Tuesday, with no exact source identified yet. Gwen Biggerstaff with the CDC.
Cases have now been identified in 34 states. We want to be clear. The true number of infections is almost certainly higher than what's reflected in these numbers.
In a notice Monday, Georgia's public health officials said washing hands and vegetables thoroughly before handling or eating can help prevent infection. Human-to-human cases have not been reported. The CDC says it needs state public health departments and infected people to report cases to ensure effective contact tracing. Cyclosporiasis season lasts through August, so more cases are expected. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
A federal grand jury has indicted the sheriff in East Georgia's Burke County on extortion and gun charges. The U.S. Justice Department announced the charges this afternoon, accusing Sheriff Alfonso Williams of accepting payments in exchange for dismissing DUI citations and providing a firearm to someone previously convicted of a felony. GPB has reached out to the sheriff's office for a response. Williams is the third Georgia sheriff to face criminal charges in the last year. Two Northeast Georgia sheriffs also have come under scrutiny. Towns County Sheriff Ken Henderson faces multiple charges, including theft and violation of oath of office. Hall County Sheriff Gerald Couch faces a DUI charge. Traumatic events from childhood could have a lingering impact on adult relationships, but communication can help. That's according to new research from the University of Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
The study suggests that childhood trauma can be burdensome through adulthood and bleed into relationships. But it also found there are ways of developing and improving communication skills as a couple to mitigate the impact. Annalisa Arroyo is a professor with UGA and lead research author. She says couples first need to recognize that past experiences always shape who we are, and that's okay.
The more we are aware of our histories, how they affect us, how it affects our partners, the more intentional we can be to develop intentional practices daily with our partners.
Arroyo says the biggest difference this study uncovered is that a woman's history and communication skills affect her husband, but not always the other way around. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The American Red Cross has declared a blood shortage, saying the national blood supply fell by about 25% in June. The Red Cross says fewer people have been donating blood. At the same time, hospitals are experiencing an increased need for blood amid an expected summer trauma season. The Georgia Red Cross is giving out Fandango movie tickets for blood donors through July, according to their website. A new report from Senator John Ossoff's office says military families at Fort Benning and Fort Stewart have faced dangerous living conditions in privatized housing. The report, released last week, includes accounts of mold, lead, gas leaks, flooding, and pest infestations. One Fort Benning family told the Ledger Inquirer they were forced to leave their home after discovering mold. The Army says it has completed inspections of privatized housing and plans additional inspections this summer. Ossoff has also introduced legislation that would prohibit military housing contractors from requiring families to sign non-disclosure agreements. Georgia Military College is closing its campus in Warner Robins. The Milledgeville-based college said today that its spring term will be its last at the campus, although it plans to serve the community in other ways. The college has six other satellite locations. The nonprofit Birds Georgia has received a grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to restore land along the Chattahoochee River. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
The land along Cochrane Shoals at the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area was at one time used for agriculture. Invasive plants crept in, which limited habitats for Georgia's native species of plants and animals, says Birds Georgia Habitat Program Manager Sebastian Hagen.
During a previous grant in 2024, we came out here and removed a lot of the non-native grasses and woody vegetation to allow more sun to hit the ground in our native plant species to thrive.
They hope to introduce native plants that will allow birds on Georgia's State Wildlife Action Plan to thrive, including the wood thrush and grasshopper and Henslow sparrows. Birds Georgia says they rely on community members for conservation activity, including volunteer work days and data collected through bird watchers. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
In Georgia business news, a Tennessee-based automotive aftermarket and cleaning products manufacturer plans to open a $170 million operations center in metro Atlanta. The company, Highline Warren, said today that its investment will create 160 new jobs in Henry County. The facility is expected to begin operations in late 2026. And the Georgia Chamber has announced four finalists for its second annual Coolest Thing Made in Georgia competition. The contest uses nominations, public voting, and social media to determine Georgia's coolest thing. Polling among the top four, including companies making food, grass, leafy greens, and school buses, will close on Thursday. Atlanta rapper T.I. says his latest album will be his last. In an interview with People magazine, the 45-year-old artist says he's retiring from music after the release of Kill the King. T.I., whose real name is Clifford Harris, says he has been living a, quote, retired life since the pandemic and wants to spend more time with his family. The Grammy-winning rapper says he still enjoys performing, but feels he's accomplished everything he hoped to in the music industry. England will face Argentina tomorrow in the last of the eight matches that Atlanta is hosting in the FIFA World Cup. This is by far the biggest match of the eight, a semifinal featuring two of the world's top teams and top players. The winner will face either France or Spain in the final on Sunday for a chance to be crowned world champions. Those two teams are playing a semifinal match this afternoon. GPB Sports' John Nelson has been following all the action and keeping us up to date. Welcome back, John.
Good to see you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Argentina are the defending champions. Can they beat England?
Yes, they can. In my bracket, much like we do in March and April, I filled one out in pen. I thought that I want the fairy tale. I want Lionel Messi at the age of 39. I want him to get the title. I want the back-to-back. And they are rated right now, if you want to sit there, they are the worst, in air quotes, of the four teams that are left in the tournament. Both teams, England and Argentina, played 120 minutes last time out. And how do they respond? How do mid-30s bodies respond to having to go back-to-back like this? That'll be the big question. Defense is both subject at the back, and they've got questions, but we'll see.
These two teams have one of international soccer's most emotionally charged rivalries. Can you talk about the history and how it will drive the match?
Oh, boy. This would be probably nine separate, all things considered, segments all in itself. So let me give you the highlights. This will be everybody's Google searches and research going in. You have the Ratin red card in 1966. You have the 86 World Cup with the hand of God goal from Diego Maradona, and then the goal after that that was rated the goal of the century when it comes to the tournament. You have the Beckham red card that happened in a match before that, and that's just barely scratching the surface. You've got friendlies in 91 and 2000 and 2005 and what's happening this time around. And there's the Falklands War that is attached to this dating back to 82, which led into the 86 World Cup competition. So, yeah, nothing to talk about at all when it comes to these two teams.
And possibly Messi's last World Cup.
I ain't putting nothing past him. They said the same thing after Qatar 4 years ago when he was 35, and we're seeing what he's able to do right now at 39. I will not be the individual who will sit there and tell Lionel Messi when to stop playing internationally. He is the fulcrum that runs Argentina. He has the most touches and activations when it comes to their offense. And he's only five short of matching Diego Maradona's number from the 1986 World Cup as he's been that fulcrum this year.
And who's the fulcrum for England? Is that Kane?
It could be Harry Kane. It could be Jude Bellingham, who has been hot. He has got 6 goals in this competition. In all other international competitions leading into the World Cup, it also is 6 goals. So look for Jude Bellingham. Look for Harry Kane. And then Jordan Pickford in net. And he has been standing on his head, as they say. He's been doing really well in net. So look for those 3 on England's side. Once again, issues at the back with injuries and suspensions.
Why does the setting in Atlanta Stadium matter for this match, especially for England?
Well, I mean, just you have a building that only, once again, air quotes, seats 68,000 plus. Tickets will be at a massive premium. I think the get-in price in some places was up to $3,400. And it is going to be loud. It is going to be crazy. And honestly, if you want to start the day before the competition or back on Monday when folks start drifting into town, it's going to be both of these fan bases just off the rails. And it's going to be a great watch for the neutral in addition to the fans of both the 3 Lions and the Albiceleste.
England has been playing outdoors, but this is now indoors. They were in Azteca. And then they were in the sultry summer of Miami, so this might be a change for them.
Yes, and I bet they're looking forward to that too, especially after 120 minutes in South Florida getting the turnaround. And Argentina, they've been tested in their last 3 matches, surviving Cabo Verde in Miami, surviving Egypt last time out. It has just been crazy what Argentina has gone through to get to this particular point. It literally is just, do you want to be the guy that disappoint Lionel Messi? If you're on Argentina's squad right now, I don't think I would want to be that guy.
All right, John, we'll have you back on Friday to talk about the final and give us a wrap on the Atlanta FIFA experience. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Anytime, my friend.
And as soccer fans gather for that match, a partnership between Georgia Tech, the National Weather Service, and the state is helping to keep people safe. Michael Peterson of Georgia Tech's Severe Storm Research Center says a 9-sensor lightning array provides real-time data to decision makers.
Understanding where the lightning is, how it's moving, where it's going, and how far away it is from events and locations like Atlanta Stadium is very important for operational folks in their decision support role to understand whether they need to advise action to be taken by the event or by the general public.
Tomorrow's forecast, like today's, calls for a chance for thunderstorms. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. We have more information about many of the stories that you hear on this podcast at our webpage, gpb.org/news. We'd like you to hit subscribe on this podcast. That keeps you current with us in your feed. And if you have feedback, we'd love to hear it. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. I'll be with you again tomorrow for another edition of Georgia Today.